ding ding.
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. With me tonight, Trevon Edwards. Trey, I looked at this slate of games. I thought, this is going to be a horrible night of basketball. I really thought it was, especially there were like two games kind of sandwiched in. We're like, yeah, but every game was great. It was a really fun night.
Yeah, I mean, we were communicating throughout the games and keeping our eyes close. And, you know, you look away and you look at the score and you're like, all right, we got us a game. Okay, let's pan to this game. Let's pan to this game. But the NBA didn't disappoint. Some solid games across the boards.
It was great. Let's start in Cleveland, where the Cavs win 95-93. The Knicks just find the most creative ways to lose games, man. This is a new way. They're down by 15 twice, make two big comebacks. And then when it comes winning time, man, they could not generate anything. They had timeouts. They had everything you needed except for the plays to get you there.
Yeah, RJ Barrett had a good look. There was a few questionable attempts. I don't know why RJ didn't try to drive. It was working for him early. But, yeah, they definitely had chances for the Cavs letting them back in the game. Since it's a young team, they don't know how to, like, put teams – away early like they should have.
Yep.
But it came to this like weird play, especially like the last play drawn up. Oh, you know, man. I knew they couldn't get the ball in, but then you get Julius to get some like last minute heave. And I don't know.
That was bad. Yeah. Yeah. That was so brutal. And I give a lot of credit to the Cavs because they play with so much length and athleticism that they are, they're a different team to play against for everybody. Like everybody has to have like this, at least this little bit of an adjustment when you're playing Cleveland. And Evan Mobley is a huge part of that, who was really good tonight. And I'm glad the Cavs won because I think a lot of people would try to focus on the free throws that he missed down the stretch. But Evan Mobley was still great tonight. 15 points, 12 boards, 5 assists. He's just so much fun to watch.
Yeah, still my favorite pick for rookie of the year. Yeah. But I wanted to give a shout out to Kevin Love.
I mean,
he was exceptional off the bench. I mean, at one point it was 20 points in 17 minutes, super effective, made some big plays for them, was very instrumental into their early leads, and was on the floor with them when it really counted. And then Okoro was very effective in the first half for them.
Yep. Can you give Kevin Love most improved for just having the most improved attitude this season?
Man, I don't even know how to even put it, but he's the ideal model professional. When you go to a situation like this, like he could have easily pouted and wanted to be bought out. And I mean, he's embraced his role and, you know, is actually helping himself, you know, fall in love with basketball again.
Yep. Yeah. He is invested in this team again, where it seemed like he wasn't for stretches last season and it was more of a mess of a situation. They were more of a tanking team. But this year, like, he is really involved. I watched him here in Oklahoma City a couple weeks ago, and like in every timeout, he is very vocal and involved. So it's kind of cool to see that. Let's go to Oklahoma City, where the Chicago Bulls win 111-110. It looked like the Thunder were just dead in the water. They're down 28. They really couldn't get anything going. And then Mark Degnault goes super small for the last 6 minutes of the game with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Lugans Dort, Josh Giddey. He had Ty Jerome and Kenrich Williams. And it threw everything off of the Bulls, who looked like they were gassed from last night. They lost in Orlando last night, had to travel to OKC today. And they looked gassed, and the Thunder like nearly pulled this one off. It was kind of a fun watch there at the end.
Yeah, they got Zach LaVine back after like missing 10 days. No DeMar DeRozan, but Io was incredible for them. Oh, you know, he had a career high game. But you're right. You mentioned the small ball lineup, and it takes Vooch off the floor. And, you know, even when Vooch was on the floor, it's kind of like confusion because now – there's some sort of mismatch, but now they can do what the Thunder do best is play hard.
Yep.
So in that case, they gave themselves a couple chances to win this ball game.
Yeah, and if things almost went their way, it was a really, really fun end of the game. And they Josh Giddey had a go-ahead layup to get them within one. And then Shea nearly had the game-tying three. I thought that one was going in. It was a step-back one-legger that I thought was going in, and it just didn't fall.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he would make a shot like that, but I want to give credit to Zach LaVine's defense. Because he could have fouled him. He could have been in his landing zone. You know, he did a good job with avoiding that, but making it difficult for him.
Yeah. Vooch was questionable coming into this game, but was really good against the Thunder. 26 points, 15 boards, 4 assists, 3 blocks. He was super effective tonight against the Thunder. Let's go to New Orleans, which... I don't know how much of the League Pass version of this you watch, but just so much Star Wars stuff going on League Pass in New Orleans tonight. They win 117 to 113 against the Indiana Pacers. Lots of guys that the average NBA fan hasn't heard of playing in this game tonight. And just great effort all over the place with this one. It was a tight contest from start to finish, and the Pelicans just kind of eked this one out.
Yeah, it's been the story of the week for Jose Alvarado. He's been like a culture changing guy. I mean, I don't want to get sucked in too much into the story, but he's definitely been one of the rare bright spots of this team right now. And I'm going to say this is a big win, but it was a much needed win, you know, because if they continue to lose, you know, losing locker rooms are bad to be around, and bringing these type of guys like Alvarado, who's very appreciative of being an NBA player, I think that sparks, you know, a change in the locker room.
Yeah, and same thing on the Pacers side with Dwayne Washington Jr., who came off the bench and hit 7 threes tonight. Really, the big reason that the Pacers hung around in this is that they got 21 points from this undrafted rookie out of, I think he played for Ohio State. Really just kind of a fun game to watch some guys go off that normally don't get the chance to.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I think that's the best part of what's been going on this season is guys that normally that don't get a chance to play that are getting a chance to show off their skills and then get the opportunity and stick. So big game from Washington, you know what I mean? And I'm sure he won't not be on a scouting report moving forward.
Right. Yeah. He took 12 threes tonight. Let's get a guy out there on him.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin. What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan? What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Are you struggling to close deals? B2B selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals, and show you hidden allies so that you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date,
first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/MBAshow23. That's linkedin.com/MBAshow23 for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/MBAshow23 and get started.
And then the last game tonight, the Phoenix Suns beat the Utah Jazz 115-109. The Jazz are without Rudy Gobert. They're without Donovan Mitchell. They're without Bogdanovich. They're without Joe Ingles. They still somehow stay in this game just with extreme effort. I loved watching Eric Pascal get in there and just fight. He was really, really good for the Jazz off the bench tonight. Jordan Clarkson obviously was the guy who was going to take on a bulk of the scoring. He had 22 points, but it was not enough to take down the Suns, who were led by Chris Paul, who, man, 27 points, 9 boards, 14 assists. Just another unbelievable night for the point guard.
Yeah, I mean, near triple-double. I know he was trying to get it. Yeah. Devin Booker was aggressive early. This is, you know, he gets up for these type of matchups against the Jazz. Took a lot of shots, 35 to get 33, but they got the win. That's what really mattered. Uncharacteristic turnovers from Chris Paul, but that's just that comes from aggression. And then also, you know, I'm really loving the Biombo pickup.
Bismack Biombo has been really good for them off the bench. He played 31 minutes tonight. He not only has been good on the boards and pretty good at protecting the rim, but he's been good in short roll situations for the Suns and has been making good passes and then just finding ways to score efficiently so far. That's been another really fun comeback story. And also just, I mean, the Suns are made for just to bring in a big guy and for them to look good. They spread the floor really well. They've got tons of good passers. They're really, everybody's setting screens on the Suns, which makes it really fun. And then, you know, you get guys like Biombo who are just these athletic guys who know how to play basketball that come right in, and he's like a double-double machine now.
Yeah, super happy for that guy. You love a second chance, and he landed in the right spot.
All right, Trey, that's going to do it for tonight. Thanks so much for listening. Please go check out all of the shows on the Athletic NBA show. Tampering is today. They're going to talk a lot about the trade deadline and which teams are going to make trades, and lots of Ben Simmons discussion as well. So please check that out. And Trey, send us out.
Ding, ding.